Tonight, I just want you to sit back for a moment. Probably are in whatever location you're at. I don't know exactly. But just take a moment and you ever heard somebody say to you, just take a deep breath? Well, that's what I'm telling you. Just take a deep breath right now, okay? Because whatever it is that's going on in your world or whatever is coming in your world, God sees it, and he has seen it, and God is not surprised by anything. And we can have a lot of confidence in that. Wouldn't you agree? And so what I really want to share is on something that I've just thought about this week. I may have sent it out to a couple of you, but it's this statement that says, encouragement is oxygen to the soul. Now think about that for a moment. Who doesn't like to be encouraged? Well, I would say probably the opposite of encourage is to discourage. And if that's the opposite, then maybe discouragement is carbon dioxide to the soul, or carbon monoxide. It doesn't sit well with us. It doesn't make the days worth living, because it's just hard to see what they say, like the forest because of the trees. But encouragement is like oxygen to our souls. We need oxygen to live. We need oxygen to breathe, to maintain health and strength. And boy, if the oxygen content in our environment and atmosphere changed somewhat, we'd be experiencing it. And for those who move maybe from lower elevations to higher elevations, you know exactly what I mean, that you get winded a little more quickly. And it's a little harder to breathe. And so that's why I just briefly tonight want to share on this topic that I've called Just Breathe. Because you know what? Goodness and mercy, they're following you. They're following me. Blessings are overtaking you. God's favor surrounds you. All of his promises are available to us. He encourages us in Psalm 103. Don't forget. And I'm going to just say, I'm going to do my best to not forget any of his benefits. That today, tonight, I can expect his favor, his provision, his increase, his healing power, and his amazing grace in every situation, in every circumstance, no matter how I feel or how I don't feel. Because you know what? My feelings are not the standard for what is true and what is not true. Feelings come and go. Like one man once said, you can get a good feeling laying on a psychiatrist's couch. But the standard upon which all of life is based, whether man believes it or not, is this Word of God, this living Word of God. Remember Hebrews 4:12, for the Word of God is what? Quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. That's King James language. But man, that Word of God, you know what? God spoke the Word, and the world was created, right? God spoke, and you had animals. God spoke, and you had man. And so many different things like that. And so what do you think it is that we could begin to then encourage, which means to instill or inspire courage? And you know what? Courage is that choice and willingness to deal with something that is potentially unpleasant, intimidating, or difficult to control. and it enables us to control our fear and to be able to meet something head on. Sometimes we need to be encouraged because situations are unpleasant. Situations are uncomfortable. We need to be encouraged. And we encourage one another, and we take our encouragement from God by what he tells us in his word and then what he tells us individually. We're going to look at, let's look at Exodus chapter 34. I'm going to look at a couple of records here that talk about something, and something that I think we have to stay mindful of. Exodus chapter 34. Verse 6. You can read the context a little bit later. Actually, this is where God is talking to Moses, and Moses is receiving the revelation of the Ten Commandments. Verse 4, he said, and he hewed two tables of stone like unto the first, and Moses rose up early in the morning, went up unto Mount Sinai as the Lord had commanded him, took in his hand the two tables of stone. And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and what? Abundant in goodness. Abundant in goodness. That's one thing that we can really be encouraged in and be able to encourage others with, is that God is with us and he's in us, and that he is always good. He is always good in every way. He's always good. He's gotten a bad rap. People blame bad weather on him. They blame disasters. They blame all sorts of things that God doesn't need to be burdened with, and he's not responsible for those things. And that's something that we can really take courage in, is that God is good. And throughout the Bible, look in Deuteronomy just over a little bit. Deuteronomy, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus. Oh, gosh, let's see here. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 31. Now we're going back into the Old Testament. Wow. But some great learning there, right? Deuteronomy chapter 31. Definitely the wider part of the Bible. Deuteronomy chapter 31. We're going to be looking at verse 6, Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. It says, be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, is he that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, what? Be strong and of a good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord hath sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord says, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. That's constantly the call of God, is be strong, be of a good courage, take heart, allow yourself to rest in my care, for I will take care of you in my goodness. God is constantly saying in the manifestations throughout his word, I will not fail you, I will not forsake you, I will not leave you. You know, we live in a world of brokenness, where people are constantly leaving one another. There's all kind of division. Marriages are messed up. Relationships between children are messed up. Relationships between relatives are messed up. Well, And even if they aren't, it's going on, and you see it, and you contend with other people who are seeing this separation and the divide. You know what? The devil's all about division. He's all about separating people. God is all about unity. He's all about joining people together. And we need strength, and we need courage, and we need to encourage one another to have the wherewithal to carry on. Hang in there. Attaboy. You can do it. Great job. Who doesn't like that? And like I said, encouragement is oxygen to the soul. It's the thing that gives us and instills within us that confidence to keep moving forward. Because, man, there's a lot of obstacles and distractions and things out there that would want to just get us to turn tail and run the other direction. I think Joshua faced that. Wouldn't you agree? David faced that. Every man of God, every woman of God, and we're just reading a few records here, has faced circumstances, has faced situations, and if not physically, then definitely mentally. But God continues to encourage his men, his women, and he continues today to do it. One of the classic records is in Joshua chapter 1, which I think we'll just take the time to read. I've got a list of many scriptures, which we're not going to do all of them tonight. But man, courage, the strength, and the willingness just to step up to the plate, man, and take a swing. Ephesians 6, remember? Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. His might. That's what we need to be strong. Look at what God says to Joshua here. This is after Moses has died. And I'm sure Joshua is kind of feeling the pressure now. And in verse 5, God says, "There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee." Verse 6, "Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them." Verse 7, "Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper or have good success whithersoever thou goest." Oh my gosh, verse 9 again. "Have I not, I commanded thee? Be what? Strong and be encouraged. Have a good courage. And maybe it's being encouraged in the goodness of God, that God will lead us. He will guide us. He will strengthen us. He will help us. He'll never forsake us. He'll never fail us. He'll never turn his back away from us. And how disheartened God must be when man turns away from God. He just goes into his own strength, and God just patiently waits and waits and waits. Really something. I saw this today. It says success is not final, and failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. This life we're living is so temporary. But we're in the competition. We're in the race. Call it success, call it failure, whatever you want. We have the victory in Christ. Be strong and of a good courage. Why? Because Christ has already paid the price. Will we come up against circumstances? Will we come up against situations that are unpleasant at times? Well, yeah, absolutely. We're living life, right? We're living life. But like God said to Joshua, don't be afraid of their faces. Be strong. Be of a good courage. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. Don't be distracted, for the Lord is with thee. The Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. You know, true courage is believing that God is with us and in us, and that He is good always and always. God is good all the time, everywhere, anytime. It doesn't matter what happens. Doesn't happen what happens tomorrow, the next 5 minutes. It doesn't change the nature of God. You know what? He's good. Are you starting to breathe a little deeper? Are you starting to get it? Because I'm taking that poem that I just read to heart. If you got something that you're seeing that's blessing you about what someone else is doing, then you know what? Speak up and tell them. Tell them they're doing a good job. Tell them what their strength is. Tell them to hang in there. They can do it. If they're seemingly discouraged, speak words of life. Oh my gosh, what a great, great subject, guys. Look in Romans chapter 8. I guess I could preach on this probably for quite a lengthy period of time because I just think it's so encouraging, right? When we read the Word, it encourages us. It strengthens us. It just builds that desire and the potential for us to exceed our expectations, because God is working with us. Now, here's a great verse, Romans chapter 8, verse 1. How about this one? There is therefore no condemnation. What did you say, Barney? There is therefore now what? No condemnation. Well, I certainly feel condemned sometimes, but you know what? According to this word right here, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. The rest of that verse doesn't really appear from what I understand in the critical Greek text. And there's kind of a twofold meaning to this verse. Because first of all, any person who's confessed Jesus as Lord and is in Christ has already been judged, and they have been found, and they have been acquitted. They have been delivered and set free from the sin nature. So there's never another judgment. That's what this condemnation is. There is therefore now no judgment to them which are in Christ Jesus. There can't. They've been judged and found righteous through the finished work of Jesus Christ. And also this refers to us judging our own behavior, our own selves, based on performance. No. No, 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 1,000 times no. There's no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. It doesn't have anything else to do with our performance. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, He's made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemn sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, the five senses, in our own strength, but after the things of God, after the things of the Spirit. For verse 6, for that be carnally minded, to be minded and distracted and dismayed and afraid and freaked out and anxious and worried and a number of other things. The carnal mind is enmity against God. It separates itself from God because it's not subject to the law of God. That's what the natural man is living out there. Neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Verse 9, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Does the Spirit of God dwell in you? Well, it certainly does. And it dwells in me too. Therefore, our eternal destiny is secure. We will never, ever, ever again come into condemnation because of the sin nature. We've been delivered from the sin nature, and we've been delivered from the consequences of sin, past, present, and future. And you know what? Nothing, according to Romans chapter 8, verse 35, Nothing can separate us. What shall separate us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Tribulation, and that's mental pressures, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword. Verse 37. No, in all these things, we're more than conquerors through him that loves us. Are you feeling encouraged? You can do it. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to do what? Separate me. Separate us. Separate you. Separate us collectively together from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Take a deep breath. We can just absorb these words and be strengthened and be encouraged and be built up to do those things that God has called us to do. According to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and in verse 3, another great reminder that God is faithful. 2 Thessalonians 3:3. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. God is faithful. We may blow hot and cold. We're hot one day and cold the next. We do our best to do what we can. And honestly, we're not really helping God. We're doing our best to assist God in whatever work he has for us to do in that day. But we're not doing God a favor. You know, the reality is we need God just to get through a day. We need to be encouraged. We need to be strengthened. You know, no matter how well we may look up front in different places, you know what? We're human beings. The bottom line is the whole Bible's about our need for a Savior, Jesus Christ. And he's the Savior from sin. None of us is doing it perfectly. And what a great thing to be able to encourage one another with. Well, a couple more to close here. I mean, like I said, we could go on and on and on. But the reality is, encourage yourself and encourage others to hang in there. Attaboy. You can do it. We have the victory. You don't see the victory at the moment? That doesn't change anything. Jesus Christ finished the race. Jesus Christ finished the race. And I always have loved this section, which may be just a great place to kind of close things out here in Hebrews chapter 12. Verse 1 says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Who are those witnesses? Well, they're all those people who have gone before us. Some of those people that we read about. Moses, Joshua, David, Abraham, and on and on and on the list goes. These were human beings, flesh and blood. They had things going on in their world. But God was continually working with them, saying, be strong and have a good courage. Be not dismayed. Don't be afraid. I'm there with you. I'll never leave you. My love will always uphold you. It will always guide you. It will always strengthen you. Like 1 John 4:18 says, perfect love casts out fear. Well, what an encouragement. Hebrews 12:1, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let's lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that was set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. And by the way, we sat down with him. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest me, Barney, be weary and faint in my mind. I've got to focus on something different. I've got to realize that Christ is the one who finished the race. I'm doing my best just to be patient enough with myself and to be encouraged in the exhortations and the things that God encourages me to do, to believe in all that Christ did accomplish for me. Sometimes we need just a lot of courage to do that. But you know what? Step back for a moment. Take a deep breath. Just breathe, breathe. Because God is right there. He never leaves you. He never forsakes me. He never forsakes any of us. He loves us. He gave his son in our place so we now could have access to him. Strength and encouragement is oxygen to the soul. Heavenly Father, thank you for these inspired words, Father. I don't know even how to say them any better. That you've just given us your word, and ministers and fellow believers and loved ones and others in this great body of Christ that would bring oxygen to us, Father, that lights us up and keeps us living and breathing and being dynamic as we possibly can, Father, whatever that looks like in each individual's life. So thankful for this time together. Thankful for your gift of spirit, Father, that you gave to us once, and that just changed everything. It changed everything. And that now we do our best to stand one day at a time with you, Father, and that you love us so much and you care for us so much. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.